Somewhere in Moscow's airport, U.S. intelligence leaker Edward Snowden remains in a state of limbo, searching for a country to take him in. Vladimir Duthier and Frederick Plytkin have gathered the latest on the former national security contractor's ongoing saga. First, let's go to Vladimir Duthier.
It's day 11 of the Edward Snowden stakeout. The 30-year-old NSA leaker remains holed up here in the transit lounge of Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport. At least according to Russian President Vladimir Putin, he says that as long as he remains in transit, he technically isn't in Russia. Now, we got here at about 5:30 in the morning, and we spent most of our day walking up and down the corridors, checking out the various gates of the flights that are departing to the countries where Snowden has applied for asylum. And so far, we haven't spotted him.
This is a pretty nice lounge with restaurants, a bar, and even a Burger King. But we can't be sure he's even visited them. So the question is, how long can Snowden keep this up?
I just got here and I keep asking, wait, when does our flight to Hong Kong take off?
Many travelers we spoke with are not at all sympathetic to Snowden's plight and say his actions put America at risk.
There was a reason why that had to be kept secret, and he didn't have the right to make that knowledge public.
Fred Plytkin has more from our Moscow bureau.
We're piecing the broader picture together here in our newsroom in central Moscow, and right now there really isn't very much movement in the case itself, but still a lot of uncertainty.
Russia says it's still looking for a third country that will take Edward Snowden in, after the former contractor withdrew his request from Russia for asylum. Officials in Moscow insist they will not hand him over to the U.S., so it looks like he could stay inside the airport for a while. The case is causing diplomatic tensions. Bolivia's president Evo Morales was forced to make an emergency landing in Austria after attending a conference in Moscow. The reason? Several European countries denied his plane overflight rights because they believed Snowden might be on board. The Bolivian president has said he would be willing to consider asylum for Snowden. Authorities who checked Morales' aircraft say Snowden wasn't there, but the Bolivians likened the incident to a kidnapping.
There has been no explanation as to why I was not allowed to fly over France, Portugal, Italy, and later Spain, too, because we had permission to land in the Canary Islands.
Morales was able to continue his journey, but it remains unclear when Edward Snowden will continue his or where he might go. Fred Plytkin and Vladimir Duthier report.